It had been touted as Southeast Asia's largest infrastructure project. A cross-border, 350-kilometer high-speed rail line connecting Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia with Singapore. The trains would hit speeds faster than 300 kilometers per hour, cutting travel time over land between the two sides to 90 minutes by 2026. Going by car or bus is an ordeal that can take hours, partly due to congestion at the border. But this ambitious rail project is now unlikely to go forward. Since returning to power as Malaysia's prime minister this month, Mahathir Mohamad has said he will scrap plans for the railway link, which would have cost an estimated 11 billion to 13 billion euros. According to Mahathir, the rail project, among other infrastructure investments, would have put such a strain on Malaysia's finances that the country was in danger of going bankrupt. It's a big disappointment, not only for cross-border diplomatic ties and trade, but also for economic development. Think about the number of jobs and the handover of technology and engineering expertise from China or South Korea or Japan to build, operate, and maintain the line. Think about the shuttling between the two sides and the coordination that it would have involved. This was, after all, seen as a symbol of the warming ties between the two sides, particularly between former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak and his Singaporean counterpart Lee Hsien Loong. Of course, you can hardly blame Mahathir. How is Malaysia to pay for it, given the finance ministry's estimate of the country's debt at nearly 1.1 trillion ringgit, or about 238 billion euros? There's also the ongoing investigations into billions of euros that were stolen from the 1MDB state investment fund under former Prime Minister Najib. Which is not to say that there is no reason to worry about relations between Malaysia and Singapore. The last time Mahathir was Malaysia's prime minister, between 1981 and 2003, there was plenty of bad blood. Mahathir took a tough stance on selling water to Singapore. He also talked about replacing the straight 1 kilometer causeway between the two sides with an S-shaped bridge, making it harder to go between the two countries. Lately, though, relations had seemed to be at their warmest since Singapore separated from Malaysia in 1965.
I mean, for me, it is a moment of anguish because all my life I had believed in merger and the unity of these two territories.
That said, Singapore and Malaysia still have joint projects that haven't been dropped. They plan to link their stock markets by the end of this year, a development would strengthen economic ties and encourage cross-border investment. But the high-speed railway would have quickened the pace of economic integration. It would have closed the gap, both geographical and ideological, between the two sides. There's still another cross-border railway project, known as the Johor-Bahru-Singapore Rapid Transit System, that could proceed as planned. Let's hope there's enough goodwill and money left on both sides to push that one forward. For Monocle, in Tokyo, I'm Kenji Hall.